you believe in click it or tick it?
Fuck you, kids. Hello, and welcome to Click It or Ticket. I am Pete Mugino.
This is Glenn Marshall welcoming you guys live to Click It or Ticket.
Wow, 100 episodes after the first one, we're returning back the radio voices. Nick Schaefer here, episode 101.
I can't believe we already have the 100th episode in the bag.
I can't believe it either, Pete. We've done so much work on our
It seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, that we were talking about.
Maybe it was yesterday, depending on when you're listening to this.
I have trouble distinguishing dreams from reality, so.
I can't believe a listener missed the 100th episode.
Drugs help.
You think you guys would have listened to that one before you listen to episode 101. What an oversight. What an egregious oversight.
So for this episode, Glenn's going to be doing his countdown of his favorite episodes of Click It or Ticket's top five.
Starting with number one.
Lay it on us.
Episode whatever the lava cast was.
I don't know. I was out of the country.
Look it up, Poindexters. I'm the only guy sitting here without a fucking computer.
Yeah, I wanted to.
There's actually an extra audience member in the room who has a computer as well.
I was referring to the dreams from reality. There was a criminal incident recently, which was mind blowing. I wanted to, this is sort of a guest agenda of the offender for our you know local, very local, and very sort of is a personal connection to the show in a way.
Well, Nick, the only dreams I have are of my dream board because I watch Oprah regularly.
Oh, okay. But the thing was, I had been told that someone that we used to hang out with quite a bit years ago, and that. You two
very
knew.
minor acquaintance for me.
He apparently, we've been told that he was being had been jailed and was on trial for stealing a gun, filing the serial number off of it, and shooting it at someone's house
and blowing up trash cans.
But apparently, there was a lot more to the crime than that. I read up about it, and I'd feel this is all public.
Yeah, the more sounds like he's in the Who's Gown Down getting cornholed by a bunch of dudes. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
So what apparently happened was he had previously, like within a few weeks before, it was already on charges for arson because he walked into a restaurant, Remo's Pizza.
Downtown Sanford.
He has to use their bathroom.
Downtown Sanford,
yes.
Though, right?
Ooh, yes, nice. Across from the mall. He has to use their bathroom. They said, yeah. So he used it, spent a few minutes, went out, thanked them. He's like, thank you for letting me use your bathroom. And then they noticed smoke coming out of the bathroom, went in, there was a couple rolls of toilet paper that had been lit on fire.
Sounds like there's been a couple of rolls of toilet paper lit on fire.
I don't know what goes into that, like.
So yeah, he clearly wasn't trying to cover his tracks. I mean, you let them know he was there.
Dude, he was so polite,
and it's not arson, I guess, because I don't think he's trying to burn down the building. It's just
there's a lot of
misconduct.
Tile in that bathroom. I don't think they're burning
it. No, it wouldn't have. They said they would have had to evacuate from all the smoke, but like it wouldn't have if they hadn't noticed like there was something weird about it. But now apparently the crime was he did. He fired a .22 caliber pistol from his bedroom window, struck a neighbor's home.
Now firing a number two.
While the resident.
Two pistol
well played,
from Matt's bedroom.
But he apparently also previously in January had broken into a neighbor's home, stole the pistol that was used in the shooting, clothing, a fedora and a blue suit, nearly $11,000 in jewelry.
Now stolen, very seen articles of clothing, a fedora and a vest.
A gunshot hit the house a few days later, and then another North Stanford person saw that attire like running through the woods by their house with like a and that they had broken a window on their door. So this is like a few days later.
So he was wearing camouflage and then just those articles of clothing, so it looked like an invisible person was just hovering around with
the invisible man defense.
So, but
classic,
apparently
irrefutable.
Apparently, then that was previous, and then a few days later, the crime escalated to. They found that he was apparently she was released on $10,000 bond and was apparently captured again in someone's house. There had been a swastika carved in the wall. There was a hatchet like put through a family portrait. There was like more gunfire, and apparently the bond is now up to like $350,000. And it's you know, there's severe mental illness and confusion due to massive abuse of prescriptive drugs. And
well, I disagree with that whole diagnosis. I believe he's completely sane, and he's still your friend. That's my hypothesis.
I was gonna ask him to take over for me at the summer camp I used to work at, which I no longer will be able to. I'll be too busy.
That's a very nice drawing, Jessica.
Nick,
I think a nice vision would be a hatchet.
Nick, you want to teach me how to be? I have the build for a dungeon master more so than you. Actually, that's not true. You've been putting a little muscle on.
It's true.
You've climbed out of the ranks of the would be dungeon masters and elfdom. Enter the realm of people who would play Dungeons and Dragons.
I put on 15 pounds since I joined the
Yeah, so, no, ago. Not spindly anymore.
No.
Glenn Marshall, now fat enough to be a Dungeon Master.
Glenn is the heavy bag at the gym.
Now, you said, I think earlier...
No, I'm serious. Hold on.
...the text regarding the crime.
Please pause. What? Glenn needs a job. Please hire me as Dungeon Master.
We'll talk after the show.
I really like Dungeons and Dragons. All right, continue, Pete.
You said he's not allowed in North Stamford anymore, though, the perp?
While he's released on bail, the judge granted this motion that the people in the neighborhood don't feel safe. They don't want him released out if he can make bail. Because, I mean, clearly this was a multiple day sort of... I mean, clearly, he didn't have a clear motivation. I don't think there was any one target. I think he was like sort of just on a bender of confused.
Imagine if he didn't have a girlfriend.
Because
he does.
Not anymore.
And she's very proud.
Oh, I don't know too much about.
Check
Facebook. Check Facebook.
She's now broken up with him. I don't know about the Facebook standing, but I'm sure that shit would just not help with his mental standing as well.
You think that triggered the break, the psychotic break?
I would not go as far as saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, when your man is in prison with all
Look,
these kind
unless
of
you're giving
wet,
us news
no,
traffic
no, no.
or weather, you
no,
can't
no,
keep
no.
talking
I,
like
I
that.
I just I talked to someone who's
familiar with the situation.
Familiar with the situation and familiar with the grieving party. Call that the girlfriend.
Oh, really?
And I think she was the one before the second batch went down. Argue that it's just like he really needs to get treated for this like bipolar disorder. You know? And it's now he's just like now he's criminally insane.
That's the thing. Apparently, I think a lot of people can float through life with bipolar, and they'll seem pretty much perfectly
like
normal.
Yours truly, ladies and gentlemen. This wacky radio voice is the inability to control my bipolar ups and downs, ladies and gentlemen.
But generally, it gets diagnosed when there's some sort of massive incident, and then it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's usually from like 19 to, or 18 to like 20-something.
Well, that fits.
Mine fit in right about number 20, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Seriously, I'm making you reserve that voice for news traffic or weather. It's getting like really fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
That's why it
you
sucks.
Think if your kid was dressing like a vampire before vampires were in, I'd be like, there's something going on.
Yeah, but then when your kid's dressing like a really seen fat vampire, it starts to lose its luster a little bit.
It's pre-Twilight, though. It was a different era.
we're fat vampires. We're still cool.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure they'll be back, but...
See, I wonder why something like that will all of a sudden get a sort of appeal where there's the one banner object, like Harry Potter for wizard shit, or Twilight for vampire shit, and then all of a sudden... Now there's like a section of books in Barnes & Noble that's just vampires.
Mm-hmm.
As if once a kid gets into Twilight, that's it?
You know, werewolves didn't have their fair share of the fantasy market.
I guess. But,
Nick?
I don't know. I guess, but wizardom didn't really become a thing, did it? Wasn't it more just
No,
all
it was
Harry
more
Potter?
Just Harry Potter that became its own thing.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay. I thought that there was sort of a lot of people trying to make, sort of spin off. You know,
I think they tried much like.
I sure tried.
I thought.
Oh
you
man,
succeeded.
I was just.
I have your book.
I was just gonna say, just like the.
I know.
The it's people who try
copy.
To compete with. What was the thing with Power Rangers?
Mr. Pemberley and the Glistening.
Oh, VR Troopers.
VR, look, okay.
Fucking love VR Troopers.
There we go.
The
I was
dog?
Gonna try to say.
Oh man.
For Halloween Troopers in the extreme. Second grade, I was a VR Trooper and my brother was a Power Ranger. And I will forever have to remember that.
I knew I was going to be kind of condescending and counterculture very early on, because as soon as VR Troopers came out, I immediately made the switch. Like, there was no looking back. I was like, suck it, Power Rangers.
I don't know anything about VR Troopers.
That's because you were...
All I know is that there was one half hour that was Power Rangers, and then the next half hour was VR Troopers.
Came on before something that I actually did want to watch, and this was, but this was, even at age 8 or 9, this was embarrassing to me for me to see it on the episode. It was the Mystic Knights of Tir na n'Og, which was exactly the same as Power Rangers, but it was supposed to be in, like, ye old. They had the same colors and everything, and they would, like, sort of blast beams out of, it was
horrible. Were they regular, like, ye old high schoolers, but then they'd, like,
I guess,
go into night mode?
Yeah, I guess. In medieval times, they called it junior
high. Equivalent of Jason's bench press record?
What?
You guys never saw that episode?
I didn't watch Power Rangers.
Where
Bulk
and Skull were like, no, Jason, you don't have the bench press
record. I invented TiVo so I could just, like, watch the Bulk and Skull scene.
Yeah, and then Jason was like, no, fuck you. I'm going to do, like, whatever it is with 135 pounds. Yeah, with 45s on each side of the bar, like 89 times.
Did he do it?
Yeah.
Jason was a beast.
He was a truck.
Tommy was better, though.
Tommy,
which one was? I don't even care.
I don't know,
I was about
Tommy,
to ask which one was,
I don't know
which.
If Tommy's pecs were as nice as Jason's, but, I mean, that's up for argument.
Yeah, the hair was nice, though.
Mm. Oh, was the hair nice?
Perfect hair forever.
I think the... You know, I've never actually even watched Power Rangers, although somebody on a message board one posted a really lengthy fan fiction for that, and it was really fucking horrifying, and the Pink Ranger had horrible things happen to her.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like what's her...
No.
Yeah, Ryan just IM me Power Ranger porn question mark.
Nodding in amusement or approval. Can't really tell.
Did she like formulate a career out of this? Like, can I see multiple videos, or is this...
Oh no, this isn't a video. This is like a lengthy... It was like a fan fiction novel.
It was long.
I thought she
like parlayed a career in porn. I was like, that chick was smoking hot. I would totally...
Oh, very well. Pink Ranger Kimberly?
Yeah.
How old? All right, we were 5 when that came out. How old?
She was in the 6? Susie Q Disney Channel TV show.
Yeah, she was.
Or movie, I mean. Maybe
yeah,
maybe.
So glad I don't know these.
And that was after Power Rangers.
You got to parlay the Power Rangers into money.
Hmm.
Disney parlays nicely into porn. Mm. I mean, just look at Goofy. don't look.
I guess
hideous.
When you're in Disney but, and they tell you you're not allowed to work for any other company,
were there any ramifications for that Vanessa Hudgens chick? Because she took all those naked pictures of herself and like posted them on internet.com and I don't know. Does she still get to do High School Musical and stuff, or is it?
I don't know. She kind of fell off.
She does High School Jizzical now.
But you think
she gets paid the same amount?
You think
and
that
it's
if
not
Disney?
Produced by Disney.
No, okay, because do you think that Disney, once they, you know, I could see them exiling this person, but she was still a pretty big deal,
yeah,
as far as
smoking hot
teen shit goes. You'd think that someone would pick her up for something.
So they must,
like, sex.
Yeah, they must hold a lot of sway. But then I suppose if, like, the biggest thing in the media is, like, you're a 7-year-old starlet and all you did was post naked pictures of yourself, like,
I mean,
who's going to want to pick you up?
They did the same
She'll probably have, like, an FX series, right? No.
But the thing is, Lindsay Lohan...
She already was kind of branching out into
her own thing. She, like, waited until she was 18 and then did the Mean Girls thing, got caught with a lot of drugs, partying while that came out. I think she waited until she was clear of her Disney contract and then went rogue, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas Vanessa Hudgens probably just got, like, smothered. She's probably
dead. I guess she'd only done the one... She's probably dead.
Like that midget I claimed was dead the other day.
She'll, like, have, like, a Starz original series.
Vern Troyer,
in, like,
right, ladies and gentlemen?
And it'll rock the fucking house.
Yeah, or like you said, FX will, maybe she'll come up on, like, Sons of Anarchy. Maybe she could be, like, one of the...
Oh, that chick from Sons of Anarchy. Jax's girlfriend? I just started watching. I watch all of Mad Men. She is, like, a primo hot Jewish chick in Mad Men.
I didn't...
Oh, yeah.
I've still only seen the first episode of that.
The thing is, I was in the same boat. My Jewish roommate Sam told me that Mad Men was like the greatest fucking coolest shit ever. He listened to a lot of NPR, as I did too. NPR and Loveline was all that was on in our house the whole time. But I'm just giving that as like a perspective for like things he liked.
Setting the scene.
Yeah. So Mad Men, he heard a lot of good things about. I think I came in and like I watched part of the fourth episode of the first season the first time I watched it, and I did not like it. And then I sat myself down. I took a train to New Hampshire to hang out with my dad for the whole
weekend. You didn't like the prison?
I did not. I did not at all. I was like, well, this, I understand it's kitschy. They're like going for the whole period piece thing. And I watched the whole first season and I just couldn't stop myself. Once I started, I was insatiable. It's a great, great show.
So there's more to it than just that?
There really is. And then just the initial Don Draper, like, wow, look, he's smoking cigarettes and drinking scotch. How
at work?
Yeah. At work?
Inside?
How could a man do such a thing?
No, it is a very good show.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
I'm
serious. Like, I like a lot of, like, stupid shit. I like, follow a lot of stupid shit TV-wise that I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, like, what's that alien show you were watching?
V?
Yeah.
Yeah, I follow V intensely.
Really? It looks so infinitely stupid.
Well, the thing is, the 80s show was pretty good, and I've seen that. And, like, the Michael J. Fox character, I would say they upped a little bit in hotness, and they subtracted a little bit of twitchy McTwitchels.
Hey, Michael J. Fox is a good-looking dude.
Minus the...
So your biggest problem with the 80s TV show is Michael J. Fox wasn't hot enough?
No, he's even getting hotter.
You know, you're absolutely wrong. My biggest problem with the 80s V was the Parkinson's.
All right, think of Michael J. Fox's body as like a cage and his face as a canary, like pictures of the two. Beautiful canary in a cage, mm-hmm. and the Parkinson's is the thing that spins it when it's on a stick.
And then you take
and then it looks like he's in the cage.
And then you take him into a deep coal mine and you kill it. It's not as good as the new V. No. Both of those shows suck. I'm really starting hating V. It's not good.
Why are the
but
why
yeah
the
no
aliens
Mad Men on
talk
the other
in
hand,
English to each
Mad,
other?
Well, because they have their own language.
And then they mate in human form.
No, they don't mate in human form.
Yeah, they did. I watched that episode with you.
Oh yeah, no. They kept giving her like fucked up like mammograms or whatever, but in actuality, the baby's tearing her apart from the inside.
No, not
out.
Her. The like queen lady mated with like the primo alien like on the ship. And
I don't know anything about it. The show to me, based on the commercials,
those weren't aliens. Anyone on the ship is an alien with human skin.
As I understand it, that show is about a woman who talks on Skype with a lot
Anna.
Of people.
Yeah.
And that's
she has
about,
the most friends on Skype.
She just talks to a lot of people on Skype. And
it's
has
not
a lot
that good of a show. Don't get into it. Don't waste your time.
And has a lot of lipstick. That's what I was going to say.
Anna.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
It's like chat roulette.
I don't know why. Yeah. Got dude beating off. Yeah. Not worth watching.
Is that,
but Mad Men, on the other hand, like, take... Like, I guess, don't ever listen to me ever again, and I'm burning all of this on you watching Mad Men and enjoying it, because I know you will.
I'm sure I would. It wasn't like I watched one episode and was like, fuck this, and like threw it out. I watched the episode. It's all up on the server. Okay, well, like, we talked about this before. I don't just sit, like, if I'm sitting around, I don't,
yeah,
like,
I guess,
pull something down
yeah.
and watch something. I just yeah. don't do that. But,
That's, I can just do that. I do that, like, I've been catching up on The Simpsons. I was talking to Pete about this earlier. Like, I have half my computer screen is fantasy baseball, so I can flip through everyone's scores. And then the top left corner is, like, actual MLB.TV, so I can watch, like, if someone's going to fuck up, like my guys, if Nick's guy is going to fuck up, or if anyone else's guy that I'm interested in watching is going to fuck up. And the bottom left quadrant is just Simpsons episodes, so I can catch up with you, too.
I'm rather pathetic with my internet usage. Like, I have to know I'm seeking something out. It's like, oh, I think I'll read an Onion article today, or I'll like try and find a nice like world news piece that just to catch up about something. Besides that, if I have no goal, I still allot like an hour of internet time in my day. But this consists of looking at Facebook, looking at fantasy, looking at the email, and then it goes back on itself like four times.
Yeah, I have like a couple pages that I'll update a bunch. And then if that gets tapped out, then I go to porn.
There have literally been moments where I'm looking at my Facebook homepage and I keep clicking enter on the URL like at the top bar, like where you type it in, just to reload it. Like not even to care. It's just like, enter.
See, that's
like
me.
It's a bizarre
that's
internet
me only
autopilot.
Insert fantasy instead of Facebook and then insert beating off with keep refreshing the fantasy page. Like,
see, porn time is totally different from internet time.
I have traded off chip for just like, come on, guys.
You got to keep them separate.
I know it all says final for the day, but you can score a few points for daddy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but for me, sometimes the porn time, a lot of times that's a dedicated thing, but sometimes it leaks into the other stuff. But
and then you
it
leak
is,
onto your stuff.
Absolutely true. But it is.
You said that with such enthusiasm. Absolutely.
I can tell a true story where beating off and fantasy baseball have, like, I've had to choose between the two. Last night, we're going to try to cast with Jeremy. Ryan fagged out, and I was like staying awake because Jeremy.
Ryan was at work.
Yeah, well, he fagged out because he didn't want to cast because he had work early in the morning.
Ryan, always be better than
I. And I was in bed, and I was watching the end of the Giants Pirates game, and I was like, come on, Bram Wilson. You need to come in and get a save here. But then he did not have a save opportunity, so
you're
I fell asleep.
Runs.
I knew they wouldn't put him in. They put him in today so he can get 3 points for no fucking reason. But I went to bed immediately after that, and I was like, yeah, you're going to go upstairs. You're going to put the computer in bed. You're going to beat off and go to bed. And I was like, nope, you're going to watch fantasy and then fall asleep when you can't score any more points. And then I went to bed. It was pathetic.
Do you think there are any like mental things that could happen if you just stop masturbating for like a month, just apropos of nothing?
Well, I know you would just have a lot of wet dreams.
Well, yeah.
But aside from that, I don't know.
I was going to say go to CritelliComedy.com, but it's actually disbanded.
Yeah, it's been taken down.
So you could listen to Dream Cheater.
Wait, he took it down?
Yeah, like last
month. He wasn't happy with... I think he wanted to make sure he was updating every single day, and he did
that
very diligently for ages, and he was putting a lot of good stuff up. I did, too.
He didn't think it was great, though. But you know what? That's the struggle of a genius artist.
That's true.
I would agree. I think Critelli's a genius.
Maybe taking it down is a huge joke to all of us.
Like a coffin-ass joke?
Yeah.
Alyssa wants to know what we were talking about on the record. She IM'd me, and I said how we use the internet, and she said porn next. And I guess that's fair. That's a fair thing to say. Matt Kemp hit home run for me, by the way.
How do you know that?
Shit.
How do you know that?
The internet.
Exactly. It's not just for porn.
But it is kind of like porn.
Yeah. It's like stat porn. But not even that.
Unfortunately...
You guys are like stuck
I have
in
a
like
story, and I've been already
whatever
running my
century.
Mouth, so I don't know if I should tell it.
Well, I did find a news article which I thought would amuse the two of you.
Tell us.
All right, so I'll read off the full sub headline here. A six month old baby had his testicles chewed off by two large dogs while he was left strapped in his baby carrier alone in a California apartment. Carrie McKinney, 22, I'm shocked that a mother this young was not competent, was visiting her boyfriend, Doug Ritchie's apartment, and left her son in his car seat on the floor. After leaving the room, Ritchie's two pit bulls tore through the baby's diaper and chewed off his scrotum. Police said the baby was taken to a local hospital and then to...
They didn't eat his nuts, they just ate his scrotum.
No, they were unsuccessful in trying to save his testicles. So she faces criminal neglect and has lost custody of her son. And both pit bulls are scheduled to be euthanized.
So they ate the bag around the testicles, and the testicles just festered.
I think when they said they chewed off his scrotum, they meant like and its contents.
Oh, all right. So,
where was this?
This is in California.
Because the scrotum is just the leathery pouch.
I think when you say the dogs tore off his scrotum and the testicles couldn't be saved, we can fill in the little blank there.
I like to think that they were like, oh, the scrotum skin. It's such a thin layer, but it's so delicious. And then they left him alone for the testicles to die in the open air.
Don't make the same mistake I did. Keep your dignity intact. Ah! My balls! You're on fire!
Says the baby. As the dogs breathe fire onto his crotch.
There are a couple of questions, which is what... Since they couldn't save the testicles, where does the baby go from here? The second thing is... I've heard this argument...
I think Vienna Choir Boys, maybe?
I've heard this argument a million times where all these pit bull advocates are saying, like, you know what, it's not the dog's fault. If you, like, raise them right, they won't do this and stuff like that. It's like, you know what, dude? Why do you need that dog? Can't you have any other type of fucking dog that doesn't, like, murder people?
Yeah.
And I know it's like, okay, if you do everything perfectly, it won't happen. It's like, how about we just don't have them? How about we just don't have them? You can have another kind of one of the... How many types of dog breeds are there?
Like,
300? Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a fucking tough, ugly
dog. And their brain doesn't grow into their skull when they're like age 8.
And
yeah,
that
is a problem with pit bulls. Once they're fully grown, their brain starts growing like into their skull.
Oh, and does it make them crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes them very uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, Bowie is a half to a quarter pit bull, but I feel like he has enough cross mutt breeding to just be
all
right.
But you know what I mean though, where all these people they say, "Oh, well, if you train the pit bull right, this won't happen."
Yeah.
And it's like, "All right, well, let's weigh the values here. Like, do you really need specifically a pit bull more than any other kind of dog to the extent where we accept, like, kids being murdered by them repeatedly?"
Yeah, most of the dudes who get the pit bulls
aren't responsible dog owners.
Are just like, dude, check how my badass my people is. Like, yeah. I don't want that.
Is there
like,
a specific ethnicity you're targeting with that comment?
No, man. But,
what do you think a man animal would like to eat?
I don't know. Probably balls. Like some
baby
chimichangas
balls.
With chimichurri sauce, man. No, but if my dog Bowie, who's like, arguably half pit bull, between a quarter and a half pit bull, if he like even just bit a kid, we would probably put him down.
Yeah, well,
if he drew blood and like bit a kid, man.
Yeah, man, and the kid and the kid wasn't like slapping it in the mouth or something.
I love the dog to death, but if he's capable of doing that, then like,
yeah, my brother has really Swifty has pretty bad luck with animals, especially as a kid.
Uh-huh.
He had been attacked by multiple kids, but one of my first memories is what my dad did to a Pekingese terrier that ripped off a huge chunk. If you notice the scars, like Christian says. And my dad was a lot younger at the time and very good shape.
And much more ripped.
And it's odd because he was a fullback, but apparently he is a really good punter too, because that dog hit the fucking ceiling.
Oh my God.
He like drop kicked the dog. It was awesome.
Yeah, I understand. Like,
so he just did he. So the while it was still sunk its teeth in, or
it stunk its teeth in, he pulled my brother away. They immediately tried to like get the blood out of there and like call the hospital because it was like a chunk. It was basically to the bone, mm-hmm. like ripped out of his face.
Oh my God!
And then my dad went in the other room, and my grandmother who owned the dog goes no, and then I saw the dog hit the ceiling.
Holy! And what happened to the was the dog?
Oh, it broke its back.
Dog was dead.
No, it pulled through amazingly. And it was like the most crotchety old dog. And every time my dad saw it, he'd just like nudge it more and be like, fuck you. Every time
yeah,
go over there,
is, I totally something. Understand that.
Oh, yeah.
I do too. If a dog for no reason just decides to attack,
it's us versus
that.
Them, man.
Like,
we
almost had to put my Dalmatian Wesley down because there was a girl, Sullivan. I'll just go with Sullivan. That's her first name. She was over at my a neighbor down the street's house. This is my first house, and we had an electric fence, and she was just fucking with it over the fence. You know, I had a piece of cheese, and I was like giving it to him as a treat, and she's like, "No, give it to me." I'm like, "Okay, it's your girl." I don't know why.
You got to do what she says.
And she's on the other side of the fence, and she's like, "Yeah, come here, whatever." And she's like leaning in, fucking with the dog on the other side of the electric fence, and he lunges at her. She jerks back with the cheese right next to her face. He gets the cheese, kind of scratches a little bit of her finger, and just nicks her face.
And they nearly had to put.
And they fucking call the police.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. Like I said, if a kid is like cornered a dog and is smacking the crap out of it with a stick, like going nuts. This is the thing where when the kid wandered away from his parents at the zoo and shoved his arm in the tiger cage and the tiger shockingly like scratched its arm and they put the tiger down. That's fucked up. That's retarded. I mean, but yeah, these pit bull, the baby was just strapped into a thing and the pit bulls thought, yum, food. I mean, they smelled the diaper, which
yeah.
I bet, I mean, I know, it probably smelled really delicious.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of good poo in there.
I can't blame them, but you mean
and
pit bulls.
And that plastic?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Who's got the kibble?
Yeah, I know.
Who
so
had
that's,
the kibble?
That's one polar opposite, and there's another opposite where it's like it's not actually the dog's fault, and we didn't actually have to put Wesley down.
Yeah, I think you. If the kid is the kid was literally strapped in, so
yeah, he wasn't toying with a piece of cheese over an electric fence line.
No, he was toying with his
fecal matter in his diaper.
Yeah, I guess it was just really delicious.
We went to watch wrestling at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Imagine having to sift through all that poo to get to the juicy, delicious balls. Remember Wonder Ball? There was like nice of nasty chocolate with like candy shapes inside. But the candy shape was typically a ball also.
Yes, I do remember.
Or maybe,
Bertelli
like
and
foil.
I made Wonder Ball jokes by Oasis all the time. But I wonder what do you think that the dogs enjoyed more, the scrotum or the shit?
Probably the shit.
That's where I'm. I'm not.
Because dogs just like. I mean,
were the doctors able to save the shit?
I don't often.
Doctors were able to preserve the poo.
I don't often see dogs playing with flesh.
Real delicious.
I don't see dogs playing with flesh very often, but I see them playing with poo a lot.
Pit bulls will play with fucking flesh, and that's why it's fucked up.
Yeah, fuck that.
Why do you think Michael Vick picked them? You didn't?
Probably because they could win him a lot of money because he's already a millionaire and he needed to win money betting $100 dog fights.
No, it was he just needed an outlet for his violent, you know, physical energy. Football wasn't cutting it.
Yeah, and I mean, having one source of income where you make like I don't know $10 million a season is good, but then another outlet where you make $100 a dog fight. You know, is really
if you were a chess player or a golfer, and because clearly he wasn't doing it for the money, but you're just like a chess player or a golfer.
Wait, hold on. What did you just say?
If Michael Vick were a chess player or a golfer,
no, before that,
he didn't need the money.
Why would he be doing the dog fighting?
Maybe he didn't need the money, but. I guess I wouldn't
The money.
I wouldn't enjoy it or anything like that. But I would understand the
so you're
sort
saying
of
you
like
just enjoyed watching the dogs die.
He was enjoying something you know visceral and violent, and he didn't have that outlet in his life. But he played fucking football. Like, was that just not enough?
He played Blitz the League and was like, "How do I marry the two? How do I add this to my football experience?
I love dogs.
Dog
and I love football. What if I had dog football?"
He's like, I love dogs and I hate football. No, wait, it's the other way around. That's why Michael Vick.
Oh. Exactly.
That's what was going through his mind.
So Pete witnessed Glenn in the gladiatorial games yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. That's how Glenn avoids setting up dog fighting rings.
Well, yeah,
I was close.
I had to drop off my car at a shop in downtown Stanford, which is right next to UConn Stanford, where
that
I was taking classes. I go in there, though, and it's free pizza / like Chuck E. Cheese jousting
day. Yeah, I told
him
it was Chuck E. Cheese day at UConn Stanford.
So that's college for Glenn.
He goes to Chuck E. Cheese Stanford. You went to Chuck E. Cheese stores, right? I mean, like.
Yeah, well, Chuck E. Cheese stores is like nothing but your run-of-the-mill My Three Sons, really.
Chuck E. Cheese Stanford is pure varsity club, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like one of those ones where there are a lot of arcade games, but you can't get any tickets.
Yeah. I mean, but the games are all fun. They're not ticket winning games.
Yeah, and you play to win.
I mean,
You
got your Lucky and Wild.
I hear
you got your Golden Axe. You have all the classics.
I hear Glenn was putting people to shame at the joust, though.
Well, what initially happened? We had a friend of the show, DP, and
he's not a friend of the show.
It was facetious.
Oh, okay. No, we just finished talking about that. The pit bulls ate it.
You mean super friend Dave?
You're gonna love my nuts.
I like that joke, Nick.
Thank you.
About the feces ish.
sorry, you were with a friend of the show or something like that.
And we're with a friend in quotes. He can't see that. It's radio quotes. And then I beat Pete because Pete's a puss.
Now
he just didn't have the weight on me, so. Basically, the games were
off.
Yeah, the games were it's basically
Pete is too seen for the joust.
It wasn't for me. Then I went into a house and I stole their gun and I filed off. Okay, but just being really seen.
So it's the floor. So it's the floor of a bouncy castle, basically, and then there are two platforms that are highly unstable.
American Gladiators?
No, but they're like no.
Oh, those are firm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. In American Gladiators, you just stand on those. You can pivot. You can throw some haymakers on those things. But these, they're like not fixed into the ground.
So half the struggle is just staying.
Yeah,
on
no. Half the struggle is like inner thigh and like just quad like balance, and like a little bit of hamstring.
So you've got a pretty solid base there.
Oh, especially I just took like a nice skiing / fighting posture and. I couldn't. The thing is, my arm, because I'm not tall enough. I'm only like 5'9", so my arms aren't tall enough to deliver.
Listeners, Glenn is like 5'4". He's being very generous with himself.
Yeah. What basically you have is I don't know if you guys know what a heavy bag looks like, but take what a heavy like just what a box,
like a garbage can.
Yeah.
Like one of those big outside steel garbage cans from Ninja Turtles.
So take that and then shrink the radius down to probably like.
We could have just said a cylinder, but we're coming up with these really complicated.
But it's the same thing. It's like the same texture as like a heavy bag.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
It's like a really firm beanbag chair cylinder.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. But take that, and instead of being like 2 feet across, it's like maybe 10 inches across or 8 inches across, but it's extra long instead. So it's probably like 6 feet tall rather than being 4 feet tall like a heavy bag would.
Is this the weapon or is this what
this
you
This is
stood
the
up?
Weapon.
Oh, forgot. I thought you were describing what you were standing on.
No, I don't
think that was what it was like.
The platform is just like a fucking, like, it's like, it's just silly. You're just like rattling around.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so you're trying, but the thing is, rather than having
the
like.
The platforms really should have been painted like mushrooms and then they would have looked like something out of like a elementary school play.
And then Tim Burton would come and direct it.
Yeah, he would.
In American Gladiators, though, you'd have handles like to hold on to the thing, like there'd be a cut in the foam and you could hold on to it.
Yeah, they were very user friendly.
These did not have that. They had handles running perpendicular to the length of the cylinder.
The German composer?
Know what I would describe them as?
Was his name Franz?
You know those big orange like kind of things that look like sticks of gum that like lifeguards throw in the water at pools, like the big orange
floaty things.
Yeah, that say lifeguard on them always.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like one of those except rounded off.
And huge.
But
like, it still
has those roped handles.
Yeah, those two roped handles. Like,
so that was your weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. So
but let's describe it more. So picture like
you tell my bout against the champ.
No, we're gonna keep talking about the weapon. All right, imagine a pool noodle, but beef that up a bit. The noodle is, if you've ever seen, it's this colorful object that you put in the pool that you play with. But in this case, they were hitting each other with.
It's a good description. However, you can't like absorb water in it in the hole because there's no hole in the middle. But
so
if there was
water
a hole,
at each other?
You could get it and spit it out like as if you're playing one of those things from the Rico. All
right, guys, now picture the vortex football. All right, it's not.
How far can John Elway throw this?
Oh, really far, and it makes a screaming noise. But now imagine if you just took that Nerf football and then turned it into a huge cylinder that made no screaming noise, and John Elway could probably not throw
the
shit.
Imagine a piece of baby corn. Imagine a piece of baby corn. Not regular corn, baby corn. But then make that 6 feet long, but made out of...
With handles.
Made out of, like, not a quite a Beanie Baby, but, like, firmer than that.
Could I still eat it?
But not quite.
No, is
it something in this room? Is it bigger than a bread box?
Maybe.
I remember we used to always play What Are You Thinking or whatever in car trips with my family. And they always be like, my parents would be like, is it bigger than a bread box? I'd be like, what the fuck is a bread box? Like,
I don't know what a bread box is.
Still don't know. Yeah. I'd just be like, yes, if it was big, no. And they're like, you know, a bread box.
I feel like it would be.
It's like, do we own a bread box? It's like, no.
I defy you to find me bread package in something other than like plastic cellophane with a little fucking twisty tie thing or one of the plastic like U-shaped things that clips it.
What about a bread box, Pete?
What about a bread box?
I would imagine that it's how much bigger than a loaf of bread could it possibly be? So probably a little bit bigger than a loaf of bread.
Mm. Or, I mean, if you're getting crazy laterally, two loaves of bread could sit next to each other.
No, they couldn't. You have to segregate the loaves.
One could be rye bread.
You got a loaf of segregated.
Whoa.
Oh, holy shit. Pumpernickel? We'll be bussing that into the other bread box.
Do you know pumpernickel's a type of rye?
Mmm.
All right.
So back to this fucking story. So there's this dude the whole time, like, me and DP went up for a bout. And before we did that, we're like, this dude who thought he was, like, the champ. He was a jiu-jitsu black belt, apparently.
Some guy who took, like, a dozen martial arts classes and now thinks that he's Ken Watanabe from Last Samurai.
Actually, a jiu-jitsu black belt, but, like, kind of the nerd jiu-jitsu black belt who's, like...
Oh, he just kind of did it by sticking it out a long time.
Exactly. And he wants to, like, physically challenge everyone in his community college that I go to. So, he takes on a few opponents, one of which is a girl, wins all three bouts. I fight DP, win, and then he takes on another opponent, wins, and then I take on Pete, and he's like, oh, so we're going now? And I'm like, now let me take on this guy. Well, I'll take a run for the title. Like, whoever wins this will take a run for the title next time. And I beat him. And then I take a break, have a cigarette, and I come back in, and I take another run at it. And he's doing these hooking things with this huge, like, cylinder, you know? These hooking attacks. Oh. And I'm taking a beating. I know the first round I took much more of a beating than I did the second round, because the second round I bloodied him up a little bit, and he was not seeing straight.
Blood was drawn. This game is for children.
He's not seeing straight, and you're wearing lacrosse helmets during this, so your face is protected, but rather than using just the cross hacks of the cylinder, I would wait for him to do a few attacks and then launch, like, the long end. just kind of like a jab up underneath at his jaw. So I would take two hands and just
smack him in the chin.
I would just take the shoot and shoot like directly up at his jaw underneath his like guard. And I kept drilling him in the chin. Apparently he couldn't see straight after the second round there. So I dethroned the champ.
Wow. And you
and bloodied him up.
Multiple times.
And it's specifically designed so that bloodying cannot be achieved.
Yes. And yeah, because the thing is,
I did the impossible.
I would shoot the jab, and then that's what would just drill his jaw. And then I would usually just come across with like a thing to the back of his head or the side of his head. So yeah, I might have given him a light concussion. But then after that, in my physics class, there was this... this kid, he was 6'10". He's a giant. And he has that Andre the Giant voice. It's like, hello.
So he's not one of those guys that's huge, but you know it's like there's something wrong.
No, but he has I can't even do the voice. It's like, you are my friend. Like, I can't even do it. Like, Ryan, we don't have a drop with a guy with a giant voice, right?
Yeah, not found.
Okay, drop not found. But yeah, he has that, like, true giant voice I've never heard.
Yeah, and like I said, that means you know there's something wrong with some sort of gland in his face.
Yeah, exactly.
In his head,
or he's
in
just
his face.
Yeah. So he's 6'10", and I'm like, you and me. Like, I'm doing the peace sign, only like I pointed at my eyes and I pointed at him, like you me, like I'm watching you thing. Like I'm doing that.
You
like
call him out. Like,
yeah, I'm doing
old
that
West
in
style.
The middle of physics. We're doing this weird like. Diffusion, diffraction, refraction, fuck you, I'm going to beat you in jousting lab thing. And I call him out in the middle of lab.
6'10".
6'10". Which means...
Theocles?
Which means he can step on both platforms at the same time.
Really?
Which he did.
Just like before
every
the fight?
Round.
Just
four
like,
feet across.
Every round. Not before the fight.
He would step across during the fight?
Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
Surely that's against the rules.
Yeah, you'd think that. brutal.
It doesn't say it. Actually, on the big inflatable floor thing, it said all the rules, one of which was no headshots. No one seemed to care about that.
Oh, and the thing is, like the dude, the guy in lacrosse shorts and like a t-shirt who had those rules posted, he was the older guy to the guy who was also supervising. Every time I would do like a nice headshot to the chin and be like, oh, like, cheering along with that. Like,
so he was not
enforcing he thought he's like, and then I went over him like, yeah, I let that guy up. And he's like, yeah, man, the headshots kill. And then like right on the sign, it says no headshots. So like, obviously he doesn't give a flying fuck. But this
he was in carny mode. He like immediately reverted to that once he had any sort of responsibility. How much am I getting paid? You get a slice of pizza. Oh, headshots galore, 2-2.
Yeah, so this giant, I started off the first round. I went for his head. And the thing is, I sent up one jab, but it was half-hearted because I like this kid. He's a really nice guy.
This is the 6'10 guy?
Yeah, and I know...
You're pulling punches on the 6'10 kid? What the fuck is wrong with you? Fight for your
goddamn
life.
Like that scene in The Princess Bride where you punch really hard and it doesn't do anything, but then you become friends afterwards.
And I sent another one up there, but I pulled it and I just went wide right over his shoulder. And then he weighed down, like he kept like just flailing at me, and I whacked him the side of the head, and he just kept wailing on me. And then I took it by one rung, like the short end, and just like tried to like axe swing his legs. You know what I mean? And just like
yeah,
took it
tried
all
to
up,
like,
and it did nothing. And then I tried to do like a jab at his midsection.
Is
and
this
he,
guy in shape?
No, but he's like 280 pounds, and he's 6'10". It doesn't fucking matter. He's not really a load. He's not fat, really, either. He's just kind of a soft 6'10".
Oh, my God. Yes, that's a
lot. So what are you going to do? Like, I'm like I swung two full swings as hard as I could, like, hacking at his legs, and it did nothing.
Wow. And you got some strength on you.
Yeah, and then I did the jab twice.
So what did he do?
Did he
get you off? Did he jerk you off?
Then he marched across with one huge right leg to my thing and pushed me off. I managed to get a hack at his head as he was coming across, and I almost knocked him off as he was like trying to board my platform, but he won the first one. The second one, same kind of deal. Like, I really couldn't do any damage to him, and I felt really bad doing the jab to the head because I feel like not only had no one figured that out, but like it was a good thing that no one was doing that because it was just a really brutal attack.
Could have really hurt somebody.
Yeah, but like I did.
That's the thing. Like the fact that they weren't enforcing the rules. I'm waiting for they'll do it again next year and someone will like shatter a vertebrae, and then it'll ruin
like
everything
on the platform, like trying to cross the platform.
Yeah.
So he's coming across. He's like gearing up. I can see it. He does his big attack, which you would usually do when
charging up.
When he would try to cross the platforms, he'd do
charging
a big attack.
Charging up his lightning attack.
Then he'd wait for me to attack, block it away, and then come across the platforms. So instead of me attacking, I just waited, and he like looked at me, and then did this another flurry of attacks. And then I grabbed his thing. Hit him in
that's got to be a drop. I grabbed
his
thing.
Yeah, I grabbed his thing. I grabbed his, like, big baton thing, smacked him in the side of the head, and yanked as hard as I could on his baton thing.
That could also be a drop.
And he went flying off the pedestal.
I am invincible.
So I won the second one, but the third one, he literally just marched across and just shoved me, like 5 feet back. It was brutal. But I put up a good fight.
I think
so.
I
took a lot of, like, just from
overhead.
Like, from 6'10 down, just wailing downward
on the
blows.
Top of your head.
Yeah.
And I hope that this...
I was blocking him away, but it was brutal.
I hope this podcast is sort of a wailing blow on the top of your head. I mean,
yeah, seriously. Well, I hope we all learned something today. UConn Stanford, where giants are slain.
Yeah, and
would you like to know more?
Do not fight people over 6'6.
Giants do not equal effective degrees.
They do.
Oh, wait, fuck. Giant degrees.
Seriously. I mean, maybe in a street fight I could, like, gnaw at his ankles. Like, I don't know. I mean, I genuinely, even if
said
I jumped.
Degrees.
I genuinely, if I jumped, I couldn't hit him in the throat if I wanted to, probably. So he would win in a fight against anyone I know, I think.
Just from size.
Yeah.
What if someone punched him in the balls repeatedly?
That's the job for the
I think
pit
his giant the thing is
that's the job.
But then
the
he would collapse on you and then you'd be fucked.
You're going to love my nuts.
If you're really quick maybe and you could move in, jab him in the balls and then get out before 280 pounds of giant collapsed on you, then be my guest.
Balls not saved.
Now's not the time for dick measuring.
Well, Pete, do you want to take us home?
Sure. Well, we've all had a lot of fun here tonight, kids. I guess I'll close the way I opened it. Fuck you, kids. Good night.